Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update.
Paige, welcome to Second Date Update on this Monday morning. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, I guess.
Well,
Sorry, I'm a little nervous.
Okay, no, that's fine. Okay. I understand, too, that you might be a little disappointed because I know you haven't heard back from Caden. Can you tell us, have you heard from him over the weekend since you messaged us last week? And how are things going with that?
No, it's pretty bad. He's been ghosting me for like 3 weeks. And I just don't know what I did wrong. So I guess I'm saying this, like, we slept together. And if I thought he wasn't into me, I wouldn't like have even invited him over. I would have just like left him in the car.
Yeah. So you invited him inside and things just one thing led to another.
Yeah.
Okay.
How did you guys originally meet?
I went out with some friends and we went to this bar and he started talking to me and he was cute. So I gave him a chance.
Now that wasn't the date, right?
Yeah. No, we met at the bar and then we went on an actual date.
Okay. And what did you guys do on the first date?
We went out for hibachi, which is nice, I guess. I mean, it's not really my scene. But it was a nice time. And then we went for drinks afterwards, and that was definitely more my speed.
Okay, so if you had to guess, Paige, what do you think the issue is here?
Honestly, I think he's just another guy who thinks he's all that because he sleeps with as many women as he can.
Yeah, and you think you know that, or you just assume that?
We'll go with, like, I'm just assuming it, but okay. I kind of...
It's a hunch, sounds like...
That's cool. Do you even want to go out with him again, or do you think that you just want to kind of give him a piece of your mind?
I mean, now that I say this out loud, I don't even know that I want to go out with him. I just want to know what happened. I'd like to have some closure.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, you know, we'll ask. We'll try to get him on the phone with this page, and we'll see what he says if he agrees to come on Second Date Update with us. How does that sound?
It sounds good.
Okay. Hang tight.
Hello?
Good morning, Caden.
Who is this?
Caden, good morning. Don't hang up. It's Thunder and PT. We co-host the morning show here at 102.9 The Wolf. And we just want to ask you a question. We'd like to talk to you about your date with Paige from a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, my God.
Okay. From 2 weeks ago. Would
Please.
You? Go ahead.
I mean, I really don't want to relive this experience. Okay. It was horrible, but, you know, I've got, like, PTSD from the whole thing, seriously. But, like, I guess I can talk to you guys if you really want to know.
Okay, how did you get PTSD from a date?
All right, so, like, she took me back to her place. We got along great. We had a great time at our date. But, honestly, her place just totally, completely ruined things for me.
Wait, Wait, her place, like her house or apartment or what?
Oh yeah, it was freaking disgusting. I mean, she had like these two caked on dishes with baked on oatmeal on it, like in her sink, and like, and then in the bathroom there was like a clump of hair that was like plastered against the wall of like the bathroom. Like it was like a hoarder house. It was disgusting. Well,
goodness. Okay, so wait a second. Is that that's why you haven't called her back?
Oh, it's definitely the reason.
But you guys spent the night together.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, I'm not proud of it, man, but like I honestly needed that. I would have went into a gunfight for it. Seriously. It was.
Okay, seriously? I'm sorry.
Yeah, Caden, we've got Paige on the line here, buddy.
I'm not a hoarder. My house can get a little bit messy, but it's not gross.
Yeah, I picked up on that. And Paige, our definitions of gross are clearly very, very different.
Yeah, I think it's gross how you slept with me. I mean, if my apartment was so appalling to you and you still slept with me, that's gross.
Yeah, well, I got needs. What can I say?
Yeah, you know what you need? You need a foot up your ass. That's what you need.
Ooh, okay, might be deserving.
Paige, do you agree with Caden's assessment of your house or apartment and the way you keep it?
Let me see if I understand this correctly. And this is after he slept with me.
Okay.
But okay, we'll leave that one aside for a second. Okay. So my oatmeal dishes were in the sink from in the morning. Yeah, that's horrible. That's the worst thing I've ever heard of. And I have long hair, which he said he loved, by the way, and he grabbed it while we were in bed together. So sometimes it does get a little clogged in the sink, like two or three times a week. I just try to scoop it up and throw it away. Like anyone listening right now that has even remotely long hair knows that that's what happens.
Okay, but as far as it, just your place being kind of messy and Caden's clean, and I understand it's like, well, then why did you stay the night if you thought I was a slob?
So disgusted from it, yeah.
And,
right, exactly. Yeah. Like, if he was that grossed out, why even stay? And if he's like, oh, well, I really needed it, why not just go to a bar and pick up on some drunk ass woman who doesn't care?
Okay, and
why
that's
me?
Fair.
Why even come home with me?
Caden, what's your response to that?
The only thing I can say is I said what I said. I had needs, and so like I was able to put my blinders on for 5 minutes to take care of business, and that's what I needed to do.
Yeah, and I think here's a lesson.
5 minutes.
And I hate to say this, Paige, but you know, you agreed to that and without knowing if it was going to lead to anything else. And so, you know, you made that decision for yourself, and that's fine. That's great. It's your decision to make, but there was no promise of anything happening after that.
Oh, no, I got it. Yeah. I got it. And listen, crystal clear, it's fine. And he's giving himself a lot of credit when he says 5 minutes. But okay, it's not worth going into anymore. Thank you. I appreciate knowing what happened.
Yeah.
And yeah, cool. Okay.
Well,
learned.
I mean,
you know, as we say, you know, it doesn't always work out here. Caden, there'll be no second date for you then.
Okay. I don't think Paige is going to want a second date either at this point in time. Yeah.
Well, as we sometimes say, can get a little awkward, but good luck to both of you.
Okay. Thank you.
Caden hung up. All right. And thank you, Paige. Thanks for being on today.
Glad we got him for more than 5 minutes for Caden.
Yeah, well, you're luckier than I was.
More fun, more country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.